Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world, spreading the news and information.
BlakeRadio.com, music for your mind, body, and soul.
Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning. This is Sacred Places with Bethel J, broadcasting from Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul. Thank you for joining me this Saturday, November 25th. It is 10:30 here on the East Coast. I'm broadcasting out of Brooklyn, and thank you again for joining me. Today is it's the first part of my 6-episode series, and this is dedicated and geared and looking forward to 2018. I am very excited about this series. I have my guest on today is Dondi from Stay Lit, Stay Lit Love, and we'll be talking to her shortly. But I wanted to go ahead and get started with a meditation. It's a really beautiful sunny morning this morning, and I wanted to take some time to center ourselves, center myself, to bring in better connection with spirit, guidance, calm my earthly connection, ground myself so that everything is in tune and in alignment to communicate the message that needs to be communicated today, this morning, the message that needs to be heard by you, my listeners, and my future listeners, and all of the things in between. So let's just take a deep breath. Let's be aware of our breath, how important it is, and how many breaths we take a day without realizing or understanding or even thinking. Let's give gratitude to these breaths, to these lungs that work efficiently, to the way our body coordinates to keep us alive, going, without us even knowing. Deep in through the nose. Slowly out through the mouth. Relax your limbs. Relax your eyes. Relax your mind. Just really breathe into your body, being present with all that is going on with your body right now. The energy that is pulsating through your fingers, through your toes, all the little workings that are going on simultaneously to keep us alive here on this earth. Breathe deep into this body, this gift. And relax. Focus on your third eye. that point right in between your two eyebrows and allow your third eye to drift off and see the things unseen. Understand the things unsaid. And feel the things that can't be felt by any of our fingers, toes, just known within our body. Here, a couple more breaths. Begin to slowly open your eyes. Come back, but don't release the information that you received. So I will be talking about, I did two tarot pulls this morning. And the tarot pulls I did this morning are guidance for Aries sun and rising sign, as well as Taurus sun and rising sign. This is the first two tarot pulls I will do, and I will go through the zodiac sign, through all 12 signs in the next 6 weeks, next six Saturdays that we meet and convene. So for the Aries pulls, the major theme that I pulled for Aries was the Hermit in reverse, followed by the Sun and the Six of Pentacles. So the Hermit is number 9 in our major arcana deck, and the Hermit reversed represents a time of coming out of isolation. There's a coming out of isolation that will happen for Aries in 2018. And the way that this you come out will be a jolt. It won't be a smooth transition back into society after isolating yourself, getting an understanding, a deeper understanding for where you are spiritually and how that guides your life from here on forward. That's where Aries has been. But there's going to be an event, something that happens that pulls you out of isolation. It might be a career opportunity. It might be even a struggle. It might be a friend in need. It might be, it's going to be something that, an award ceremony, a recognition of sorts, that you are no longer able to be in that hermit state of learning and self-reflecting and discovering and researching and going deeper. You're going to be pulled out, and you're going to be pulled out, and now is the time to take, immediately when you're pulled out, to take what you learn and use it. What you learn is very much in alignment, Aries, with where you need to go. The sun sign, the tarot, another major arcana, so this is a major theme in your life. So it's pulling you out and directing you fast forward, just like you like to go, Aries. It's pushing you right in into the depths of the water, and all that you had to learn is going to shine bright. It's going to be in alignment with your soul, and it's going to move you forward. And this is all in movement towards giving back. So this is taking from the traditional themes of Aries, which is sometimes people see as selfish, as maybe just ego-centered, in a rush, all about their needs, their wants, and this is about giving back. So the understanding that you attained during your hermit phase, even if you're just beginning it now, this isolation phase, you're going to take this knowledge. It's going to be in direct guidance with what you need to do and be in action of in 2018, and you're going to give it right back. So this is a very, it's a really great time, Aries. You're going to just be able to move forward and you're going to see results and you're going to help people and you're going to grow and you're going to shine in 2018, Aries. So I really love this reading for you, and please take the information as you have it and understanding, and go forward. You have the knowledge. Go forward confidently. Go forward in the giving way. Go forward to give back. So next was my tarot pull for Taurus. Taurus, I was very excited as well when I pulled your tarot. Again, the major theme for Taurus is the Wheel of Fortune, the number 10 in the tarot deck. And it's the Wheel of Fortune followed by the 10 of Swords and the 10 of Wands and the 5 of Wands. So Taurus, this year, 2018, is marked with karma. All of this goodness that you've been giving to the world is going to be received. All of these, there's going to be opportunities after opportunities after opportunities. This is the Wheel of Fortune. I know that some people look at it as a negative symbol. You don't know what you're going to get, but what you get with the Wheel of Fortune is you're going to get opportunities. It's not just blessings, which are just like sometimes windfalls of blessings, maybe like finding, you know, $100 in the road. No, these are opportunities, but they're going to have to be worked for. And what I want to are brought here on this earth to work and work hard, and you do it so well and you do it without any hesitation when work is asked of you. And you will dive in sort of the same fashion with Aries, but with a greater commitment and loyalty to your work and your work ethic and perfecting it. And I just, with this Wheel of Fortune followed by the Ten of Wands, there's some things on your journey. As you go on your journey, you start adding on new components to your journey that need to be added on. But at the same time, there are things that you need to let go of. So as you grow in your journey, just like if we're going through different phases where one year we're a painter, the next year we're taking piano, that the year after we're, you know, growing a garden, soon our house becomes filled with all of these dreams and desires, and some of them need to be let go. Some of these actions that you instilled in yourself as you were growing need to be let go. You're no longer in the apprentice phase. You're no longer learning. This is the Wheel of Fortune. You're seizing opportunity. So you need to let go of anything that is, I don't even want to use the word holding you back, but anything that isn't moving you forward. Anything that you have mastered, so now it's innate in you and you don't have to carry it as something that a chore that you need to do every day. If you help somebody out one time and you were an earpiece for them, or you were a significant motivator for them, Taurus, as you often are, because your hard work and dedication is so admirable, your existence is example of that and is still that guidance for them. You don't need to carry them anymore. You don't need to financially provide for them. You don't need to be physically available for at their beck and call anymore. It's not to say that your relationship with them is over, but your dedication to yourself is what's taking precedence right now. And so you need to let all of that stuff go, because there is going to be a Five of Wands where you have to show you are capable and you are deserving of this opportunities that you receive with this Wheel of Fortune. You're not going to receive these opportunities with no obstacles. You're going to receive these opportunities, and so are other people. And you are going to have to show off and show out. And that means your energy and your dedication to yourself needs to be firm, and your energy and your dedication to replenishing yourself needs to be factored in constantly so that you are ready and able to take advantage of those opportunities. So, Taurus, I love this year for you. So full of opportunities. I just let it go, Taurus. Just let all of that dead weight go and focus on yourself so you can take advantage of these opportunities. You are ready for the fight. You are ready for the shine. And you are going to get some major, major, major things this year in 2018. You are not even going to believe it. So that's my message for you. I want to thank you for listening, and let's go and get in with Dondi as we speak with her about our astrology for 2018, major transits. I am putting her mic on now. Dondi, you're on the line?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi. Good. So 2018. So let's, well, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure.
And then,
Hello?
Go ahead.
I want to say first, what a great meditation. And the tarot pull, I was really feeling that first and foremost. I think you being a Cancer, am I correct?
Yes.
Yes. And I think because you definitely have great insight and your intuition is speaking really loudly with the tarot readings that you're doing. So first and foremost, I think that's like amazing that you're doing that. But I want to introduce myself. Stay Lit Love. My name is Dondi, and I've created the platform staylitlove.com, which is pretty much a platform, a space online where you're able to get self-care techniques, meditation, and of course, astrology insights daily of what is going on for the collective. Daily on throughout social media, I do astro meditations, which is a combination of mantras for the day that is relatable to the actual transits that's going on during the day or for that week. So I think self-care and self-awareness through the stars above and, of course, us below works very well in a practical way to where we can always ultimately remain lit. And lit, you know, a lot of people think of lit as, you know, something that they, as a party, but, or, you know, going out. But I use that term in a way of being internally lit, to be spiritually lit, to where you're illuminated and you're always radiating and shining bright. So that's pretty much what stayatlove.com is about. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are really, you know, liking it. And not only that, I also provide the tools to enhance the meditation process where you have home and bath items where you can use to really create your own home spa within your own personal space. So that is like bath bombs, salt baths, and also... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also sage wands, which they are all these items are aromatic. So you're creating your own aromatherapy session within your own space with natural herbs and essential oils that you can either light up with the sage wands, or you can throw inside your tub to relax your whole body, mind, soul, and spirit. So that's what I've been doing.
Yes, I plan on doing a... A bath. I plan on doing a bath and a couple of bath bombs today, this weekend.
Oh, awesome. It's perfect for that.
Yes. So in regards to 2018, where do you want to go with that? What is one of the major or the first things or transits that really strikes you and stands out for you for 2018?
You know what? It's going to be beginning at December, and that is Saturn going into its natural space, natural ruler, which is Capricorn. And so, yeah, that's a huge, major transit for the collective. Saturn is slightly known as the personal planet, but we can also account it to it being a collective planet. And that is because Saturn takes about approximately 12 years to go around the sun, and it remains in each sign for 2.5 to 3 years. So we're just completing the transit of Saturn in Sagittarius. And so what that means is that during the time Saturn was in Sagittarius, there was a lot of like focus on integrity. Saturn is a planet of restrictions. If you look at Saturn through your telescope, Saturn is the only planet that has the rings around it, right? So it's very restrictive, limiting, focused energy. Think of any Capricorn you know. They're very focused and quite ambitious in what they're attaining, right? So it's not something that they just think of doing today and tomorrow they want to do it. No, Saturn gives you that focus and that build and also that drive to put one step in front of the other in order to reach your goals. So now for 2018, it's going into the sign of Capricorn, and that's just a natural place to be in. So what this means is that Capricorn is a sign, again, it's very ambitious. So when it's in this natural space, I think a lot of us will be super ambitious in creating what is it that we want in our lives to have material comfort. You know, Saturn, Capricorn really is about material comfort. It's about climbing that ladder. It's about the status. It's about your legacy, right? It's about your life work, right? What are you building? So we are now going into a three-year transit collectively where we are all taking account. We are being held accountable, I would say, to what is it that we really want to build in our lives. And this is not only something that's always very peachy, creamy, if you will. It's hard work. It's extreme hard work and laborious. And I want to forewarn everyone is, you know, get ready. Get ready for the hard work that you're going to put in. But at the end of the transit, you'll be surprised on what is it that you will build. So,
What you accomplish.
Exactly.
You're really going to see who you are, it sounds like. What you're made of. It's going to, like, really show what you're made of. Like, that is.
Yeah. And
so you presented in such an inspiring way. I really appreciate that. Because it really is like, wow, now I'm looking forward to it. Like, what am I made of? What can I accomplish? So,
you'll find out.
We'll find out together. Oh, my goodness.
Definitely.
Okay, so Saturn moving into, at the end of December, Saturn's moving into Capricorn, its natural home. And then what other transit or significant movement of the planets do you see really impacting us as a collective?
Yeah, let's see. Jupiter, I also like to talk about Jupiter as well. Jupiter is an abundant planet. It's a planet that brings gifts, abundance, luck, opportunity. It grows anything that it touches. And so it already made its transit by the end in October, actually last month, and it will last throughout a whole year. So, I just realized that I made a slight mistake. Saturn takes 29 to 30 years to go around the sun. Jupiter is what takes 12 years. Yes, it takes 12 years to go around the sun. I got those two mixed up, and I just wanted to account myself for that. And so, with Jupiter now in the sign of Scorpio, we've already been feeling the whole presence of Jupiter being in the secretive place of Scorpio. Scorpio is usually like the sign that rules our secret sides, our dark sides that we really don't want to put out, maybe the taboo, you know, sex, intimacy, the things that we don't talk about at the dinner table, you know, some of the things that's kind of taboo. Right. That's what Scorpio rules. And so Jupiter being the largest planet in the solar system. It's the biggest one. It's literally exposing a lot of things. And so what we have seen ever since Jupiter has gone into Scorpio, as a collective, we've been seeing all these scandals, these sex scandals that are being exposed, and everyone's being, you know, there's a huge light and awareness that's being shed, and also truth about some of the things that happen behind the scenes that we don't see, like the casting couches and all the directors who are, you know, taking advantage. And so this theme will continue on 2018 till October of 2018, to where we will constantly, constantly will be seeing a big awareness about some of the dark things that happens within our lives. Now, as far as personally, I just want to say that it's best, Rudy, that anything that pretty much this transit, I would say anything that's done in the dark definitely comes to light. So you want to take account to what is it that you're doing, that you are maybe covering, or you're making it a secret. Be proud of what that may be. You know, is it something that you can hold your head high when it's talked about or is exposed, as Jupiter is doing for everyone? You know, there's no one that's not being pretty much lit from Jupiter's connection to this to Scorpio, wherever Scorpio is placed in your chart. So I would say is that, you know, be sure that, you know, you do the things that's tried and true, and that, you know, you are, if anything that comes, anything that you're doing in the dark, you'll be okay that it's in the light. That's pretty much one of the things. Like, be own yourself, own your darkness. You know, we all have our dark sides, and we need to own it. And that's what Jupiter is doing right now. You know.
Yeah, own it. And I always to reiterate that to truly own something and allow people to express things, you need to release judgment from yourself.
Yeah.
You need to release this this grief from yourself. You need to release yourself from these bonds so that you can also release them for others, and others can show themselves, because it's when this darkness comes to the light that we can change things, that the collective is now collectively aware, and we can change it and decide that this is too much. People have been suffering in silence for a really long time. And it's tragic to watch these actions of that are being revealed. Every day it's a new someone. It's a new group of people.
Yeah.
So I just, it's a lot, this Jupiter in Scorpio, definitely. And
yeah,
it'll
and
be
it
interesting.
Started.
It just started. It will be interesting to see how it transmutes and translates in other ways, because right now it's so sexually oriented, but there's so many dark sides and things that are left unsaid, like you said. So it will be interesting, the other things that are revealed. And so then so we have the Saturn moving into Pluto. Oh, sorry. Blah, blah, blah. Saturn moving into Capricorn. We have Jupiter moving into Scorpio. And then what is there something else that we should really be conscious of as we go into 2018, as we think about 2018 and sort of decide and try to guide our way through 2018?
Well, for one, I would definitely talk about the North Node. As an astrologer, a lot of people come to me about, you know, trying to understand or figure out what their purpose is. And if you look at your natal chart, you look at where your North Node lies, that will give you a great indication based on the sign of where your destiny lies, if you will, and where you should be projecting your energy towards. Towards where is it that your fortune lies, if you will. So at this past year, the North Node axis was between Aquarius and Leo. So Leo has been the North Node leading us, where pretty much it's considered the light side of the moon, and the South Node is the, if you will, the dark side of the moon, for lack of better words. And then Aquarius is pretty much what we're, the Aquarian energy as a collective is something that we should be releasing. We should be letting go. The negative sides of the shadow sides, if you will. I don't want to say negative, but the shadow sides of Aquarius, which may be, you know, really, really thinking too much of what other people think, right? Aquarius rules the community, the friendship, that kind of energy. It's the higher mind, and it's constantly thinking and thinking. And sometimes we may be thinking a bit too much about what others think, where we are not really shining and putting ourselves out there. And that's what the North Node in Leo is pushing us towards. And with the eclipse continuing in this coming year, in 2018, we are still supposed to be guided and led by our heart. Leo rules the heart. Leo's rules, you know, think of the lion, right, who's about being courageous and brave, right, and letting their heart lead them. It's about shining. It's about speaking your truth. It's about being yourself. It's about being putting yourself out there. Leo also rules children. If you look at children, they're not thinking what anyone's thinking. They're just being, right? They're like the sun. Like, Leo's also ruled by the sun. The sun gives life. It comes every day and gives life, and it's abundant and it's shining. And so this is what we're supposed to be doing, is to really shine, be our best selves, create who we are. And we'll have like the, there will be definitely some activation that's going to hit early this year when the lunar eclipse occurs. And it's going to be like the final energy to where we would really release all that, you know, we are thinking, what, like the collective mindset, and really going after our heart's desires. It's going to be that last letting go of, you know, the shadow sides of Aquarius, which is really, you know, thinking too much of what other people think. And it's really means for you to go forward in a matter, in a way where you're really moving in your, towards your heart's desires. So that's something that, that's a theme that's continuing. And I think we'll learn so much about this when the eclipse occur in the first half of 2018.
So when is that lunar eclipse in Aquarius happening?
This is actually early in January. This is in January. End of January.
Oh, okay. Okay, so about 2 months away. And then... So this lunar eclipse in Aquarius, and you know, when I think of the shadow side of Aquarius, I think of the petty side of Aquarius. So there is, there's this side that of an Aquarius that can think beyond the day to day and get and focus on bigger picture and bigger ideas and growing things in that way through moves and action. But then there's a petty side of Aquarius that I associate with sort of getting caught up in the minor things that aren't really demonstrative of greater thinking. So getting caught up in the ideas and in smaller ideas and trying to control them instead of releasing them and thinking bigger. So I guess it's hard for me to, I guess, like you said, to think about what other people are thinking and consider other thoughts where you're overthinking it and not living your life.
Exactly.
It's almost being overly considerate, but it sounds like, well, overly considerate is not a bad thing, but in Aquarius, you don't. It's not about the individual. It's really about... The bigger picture, the bigger growth, and sort of guiding that and holding that and providing a frame for that, really. So when they're too grounded, it's sort of like they get lost in the pettiness, I guess I should come back to. But yeah, that will be an interesting full moon. I think that the Aquarius moon is a very interesting moon. I think that people with Aquarius moons are very interesting people and highly guided people. It's a really intuitive, in my experience, it's a very intuitive moon. It's taking the very real earthly reaction to emotions and removing emotions. You're using your feelings to guide the higher journey. I can have a bad day and I will feel depressed, and I will feel depression, and I might feel depression for more than just a day. And there's a very human form that takes while I'm here in this body of what depression looks like and feels like. But when I take the essence of the emotion of depression and sort of apply that to the collective, then how do I transform that as a bigger picture? How do I provide hope in that depression? And that's the power of sort of the Aquarius moon. Like not just transmuting those or changing those emotions or recognizing those emotions in the individual, but also as are just who we are. It should be really interesting, especially now that Jupiter's in Scorpio. But yeah, it's hard for me to dictate. I feel like Aquarius is a complicated sign to understand.
A lot of people say that. Aquarius is interesting, and it's interesting because today it is an Aquarius moon, and how synchronistic that we're talking about astrology, which is ruled by Uranus, its ruling planet. So it's interesting that we're having this talk about Uranus, and you know, Aquarius is literally the logical and the intuitive mind meshed together. You know, that's what makes them so fascinated, and they're always in their minds, you know. They're always, if anything, they're out there. You know, this is why a lot of people can't really understand or bog down their energy. There is a groundingness to it because that's with the logic. But yet there's this out there, out of space, unique, I'm doing it my own way, energy about Aquarius that I appreciate and is also intrigued about. You know, it's always something to really watch to see how any Aquarian placement person, how they move. It's really quite interesting. And what's even interesting is that no two Aquariuses to me are ever even alike. That's how unique they are. Like, do you realize that?
I agree. Oh, I agree. Like, I feel like I've met all spectrums of Aquarius in my life. And it's just, and that's why it's so hard for me to, because I gained my understanding of the signs through intuition, through my experiences with people, as well as reading and research and understanding. But I'm definitely still a student and trying to come to a formulation for my understanding of the Aquarius dynamic of Uranus is difficult. It's difficult to do because it will apply to some and then not the other. But I think my favorite, and I think I say this often about the Aquarius and maybe this Aquarius moon, is there's no judgment. There's no judgment in the emotions that you're feeling, in the life that you're living, in the actions that you're taking. It's not about whether they're good or bad or right or wrong. It's about living this experience, deciding if this is an experience, is something that you want to continue to experience, and then taking action from that point forward, from that decision in your life. And removing the judgment is one of the best ways for Aquariuses to grow and become who they truly are. Because the best Aquariuses that I know are non-judgmental and are really allow people to come as they are and give them the space to grow into who they can be. And I guess that's one thing that I've seen with Aquarius is that they, in some ways, they can see you before you can see yourself. They can see the potential in you before you might even understand that or be at that place with you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. And that's, I guess that's with the moon too. That's what I'm thinking with the moon. The moon is, I don't know. I don't really know how to put it into words, but yes.
No, I think that's amazing what you say. It's because they're very progressive, you know. They're very future orientated. The Aquarians are the future, so they already see what's going on. It's that intuition, right, taps with the logic of who you actually are and what you're saying. So they're already seeing that. They're already tapping into that. And also, Aquarius is very freedom-loving. So that's where, in its highest vibration, that's what it's attaining to be, freedom-loving, revolutionizing itself, really freeing itself. So judgment, there's no room for judgment when you're, you know, raising your vibrations to the highest octave of what it means to be an Aquarius, you know? So it's going to be quite interesting when that eclipse hit. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it will be interesting. It will be interesting. Mm-hmm. And so then the nodes are moving later on in the year, though, correct?
That is correct, yes. Yeah, so later in the year, it's going into Cancer, right? And South Node in Capricorn. So here, I know we were discussing that this is going to be kind of like our nodal return, if you will, right? So it's going to be quite interesting to see how we will see how things really align and really align in a nurturing way, a way, themes of motherhood. I think themes, mm-hmm. I think the future is very feminine, and we've been noticing that with, the feminine nature of ourselves is really trying to level out the playing field of this patriarchal society, if you will. And it's going to take some time, but I think with this nodal axis that's coming, with the South Node in Capricorn and the North Node in Cancer, this also accounts to the theme of, you know, the future is feminine. Cancer rules motherhood. Cancer rules, is the ruling planet is the moon, which is also ruled by, governs women, our cycles and so forth. So there's going to be a lot of themes that's going to be really important when it comes to femininity, that we will kind of let go of the rigid structure and masculine status energy, which is accounted to Capricorn. And that's going to be quite interesting where Saturn is in that same sign. So there will be an interesting dichotomy with Saturn in its own sign and the South Node in the second half of the year being in Capricorn. We were supposed to be letting go of all the negative attributes of Capricorn, which is like status and being too materialistic and status driven and too ambitious and not caring about the family. We will find more themes about the family. People are going to be more family oriented opposed to really career driven as we have been so much, where, you know, that balance is going to be taking place, where, you know, the importance of womanhood and what the woman roles and so forth and nurturing and caring for others. That's what Cancer is about. We have lost being caring for each other in many ways, and I think we're coming back to that.
Oh my God.
And the universe, the universe is bringing that to us, right?
Yes, I think so. I think so. Well, thank you, Dondi. Thank you so much. We are running down on time, but please, everyone, go to Stay Lit Love. All the information is in the discussion part of Blog Talk Radio. This is Sacred Places with Bethel J. Reach out, connect with me, connect with Dondi. And until next week, have a wonderful week. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. See you soon. Listen to you soon. Communicate soon.